This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So we're hearing that pediatric hospitals are starting to run short on space. And it's not COVID, it's not flu, but it seems to be a lot of RSV. And RSV is respiratory syncytial virus, a very commonly occurring virus that we've had for decades, if not longer, affects our school-age children and young children, babies, infants, toddlers. A lot of times this time of year when kids are back at school and they're ready to go trick-or-treating and all that. But the problem is we're seeing more needing to be hospitalized. And people are scratching their heads going, okay, wait a second, what the hell is going on here? Lab-reported cases of this have spiked over the last several weeks, increasing from the low thousands in August and September to more than 5,000 PCR-confirmed five-week average cases. That is more. They say it is pushing past the height of what the agency sees during a normal year. Hospitals told reporters that the current wave of patients is hitting earlier also than in years past. This is according to FierceHealthcare.com. So, according to Juan Salazar, physician-in-chief at Connecticut's Children, told Connecticut Public Radio, what has changed now is from those seasonal normal patterns of distribution, it's all shifted into late summer, early fall, in a way that we've never seen before. They have a 187-bed hospital, and they have 17 RSV patients waiting for an inpatient bed that has seen roughly 30 patients a day. So they have a waiting list. They've been admitting New Haven Children's Hospital in Yale, or Yale New Haven, is admitting about 30 children a day from RSV cases in the ER. This RSV could get bad enough where it impedes breathing. It's a virus that affects the lungs. Respiratory syncytial virus, cough, fever, difficulty breathing, wheezing. So why the shift? Why so many? Well, one theory, which I completely agree with, is the way we handled COVID. With COVID, we had our kids locked down. We had our kids masked for a year or two. So when RSV was circulating, and it does, the kids didn't seem to either get exposed or get that little dose of an immunity boost. And so when they were exposed to RSV, going back to school, taking off the mask, it might have hit them harder. Another theory could be COVID did a number on our immune system. Our bodies are exhausted from dealing with COVID, such that here's RSV, and you're so primed and ready for COVID that, you know, this comes in and the cells are like, okay, whatever, I'm done. It could also be that, you know, this is, our school years are starting earlier. So I remember growing up, summer break didn't end till after Labor Day weekend. So summer break roughly went from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend. And then after Labor Day weekend, we went to school. Well, in my neck of the woods now, here in Nevada, these kids, I think, were back at school August 11th. So they went back to school in August. So no wonder you're back to school, a few weeks of being around other kids and coughs and colds and other germs, yeah, you're going to be more likely to then start getting your cold September, October. But I also wonder if these viruses, and this is what I'm worried about with the flu, if these viruses got a chance to regroup. So every year we get hit with RSV, every year we get hit with pneumonia, flu, pneumonia, could be viral pneumonia or bacterial pneumonia. There's even fungal pneumonia, so there's, yeah. But COVID was such a star of the show that COVID competed. And these viruses didn't necessarily get a chance to invade, get people sick, and go through their typical season. But the viruses never went away. Flu never went away. Flu didn't die. Flu was still out there. RSV was still out there. Other coronaviruses were out there. So when they did find a susceptible host, they made good time of that. And they found a way to still survive. And maybe they in a way were able to get stronger. Maybe they learned how to find a host who was dealing with COVID or dealing with a stronger immune system, because that's now their new world. So yeah, they got to buck up and they have to be stronger. So my only concern is, we usually don't max out our hospital beds or have waiting lists until December, January, which is why, honestly, I think we should shift a little bit, have a shorter summer break and a longer winter break. But the fact that we're already struggling now, and this is before the next COVID wave, and in Europe, they're already dealing with COVID, and they're already having spikes of cases, but we're going to follow in a few weeks. So before our hefty, hefty flu season, before our hefty COVID season, if we're already having hospitals start to be overwhelmed from a pediatric standpoint, this might not be a good winter. So I'm hoping public officials, I'm hoping the government is figuring out what they're going to do in terms of making sure they open up more medical facilities or have more medical options. One of the reasons why COVID was such a cluster and a half was, one, is we played dumb on where it came from, and we still don't know what the hell happened there, and we were like, oh, okay, well, this just came from a bat. But number two is we didn't have enough medical facilities. In my state, I think we have 6,000 beds for 3-4 million people. That's not enough. They say, well, yeah, it's fine because not all those people are sick. Well, in times of pandemic, no, it's not fine. So if we are adequate, if we are grossly inadequate from a pediatric bed standpoint, now is our time to make sure we have some facilities we could shift over to be pediatric units if we have to. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
This message is sponsored by the National Association of Emergency Medical Technicians and Genentech, a member of the Roche Group. October 29th isn't just the start of Halloween weekend. It's also World Stroke Day. I'm Bruce Evans, an AMT president. As a paramedic for almost 40 years, what scares me this weekend and throughout the year is that not everyone calls 911 immediately when they or someone close to them experiences symptoms of a stroke. In the U.S., someone has a stroke every 40 seconds. It can happen to anyone of any age at any time. And the more time that passes without medical attention, the more brain cells die. Paramedics and EMTs are trained to quickly assess your health and get you to the medical attention you need to help prevent brain damage and long-term disability. If you or someone around you has the signs of a stroke, such as a sudden change in balance, vision, facial expression, or one side of your body doesn't seem to be working, call 911 immediately. To learn more, visit strokeawareness.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. vantage point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. My nose is running. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I am a fan of free speech. I am a fan of, you know, us having books that don't necessarily limit ideas and expressionism. That's what books are for. The author wants to put something in a book. He wants there to be readers that read it and use their imagination. And that's kind of the art of artistry, whether we draw a picture, whether we write a book. When it comes to our kids, as we've seen with our movies, as we've seen with TV shows, as we've seen with our YouTube videos, there are age restrictions. And you would think when it comes to schools, schools would have this whole what is age appropriate down pat. but they're not. And there's a lot of controversy. There's a lot of frustration. And you have many groups and parents speaking out because of content in books. Now, one such book that has come up, and I haven't read the book, but I've seen some of the pictures. It's called, I think it's called Gender Queer. And it's a book that, you know, talks about two boys finding each other and you know, being attracted to each other. But there is an image that is very graphic. And you actually see the image. I don't even know if I could post this on social media. But a Milwaukee City Wire did post it. But it's actually pretty graphic of a cartoon of two boys, you know, giving oral sex. Well, in the movie theater, even a rated R movie doesn't show that. Rated R movies, like Deadpool is rated R. You don't see penises or, you know, you don't see heterosexual, homosexual sex. Rated R means, you know, not suitable for kids under 17, or 17-year-olds need to have an adult, you know, present. PG-13. This is definitely not PG-13. This is a little bit more. This is almost more than Joy of Sex. These are two individuals, I don't care if they're boys, girls, whatever, performing a sex act. When is something like that appropriate for school? Elementary school, middle school, high school? I'm under the impression that sexual content, like in the movies and all that, is for the non-pediatric population. Now, I know people say that whenever you talk about that, it's don't say gay. This has nothing to do with gay, heterosexual, don't say. I just don't think oral sex is something that necessarily needs to be a part of the curriculum. During sex ed, there could be some discussions of how sex might include multiple types and aspects to it, but does this subject matter, that is still controversial. You know, I mean, and maybe I'm old school, but when I went, you know, sex ed for us was like, look, this is how you sexually develop. These are the changes you're going to have. You're going to have body odor. You're going to get hair in certain areas. You're going to get a period. This is, you're going to have to use a tampon. And oh, that tampon scared the hell out of me because she stuck it in a cup of water and the thing blew up. So sex ed used to be about your sexual development. You're going to, you know, your testes are going to hurt. They're going to drop. You're going to have an enlargement of, it wasn't heterosexual. It wasn't homosexual. It wasn't intersexual. It was, you have body parts. And if you have these body parts, you are going to go through a sexual maturation. Then sex ed started to include, well, we need to teach them about sex and we need to teach them about condoms. Once you started to do that, then it opened up, well, why are you only teaching about heterosexual sex? Why aren't you teaching them about homosexual sex? Why aren't you teaching them about polyamorous sex? Why are we just limiting it? Well, if we are starting to go down a path where we can't, there's not enough time in a day or curriculum or a year to go through all the combinations that happen in the human population, maybe we need to go back to sex ed being, these are the organs that sexually mature. These are the things that can happen during sexual intercourse, fertilization of an egg, an STD, a assault. Explain that, and then maybe leave the rest to parents or counselors, or I don't know. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, I'm looking at this picture, and this is something I wouldn't even expect to see in the grown-up movies. I mean, it's a form of pornography showing two people engage in oral sex. I don't care if they're male, female. I don't even know if their genders are necessarily stated. But with our kids and the kids struggling in school and all that, we want kids to understand that it's not just black and white. We need kids to understand that there's a spectrum of sexuality, but to what degree? When are we going to have, this content is not suitable for children? Are we going to now change movies? Does Disney and Pixar have to be rated G or PG anymore? Some content is not suitable for children. What age of the children? So I know people are talking about how we probably need to, look at what kids are exposed to at school and, see if there's any content that might be considered, for example, the STDs, syphilis chinkers, and genital warts. Do we show kids pictures of penises and vaginas that have fulminating gonorrhea or trichomonas? Or do we do that with kids? I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think a kid has to see that. I showed my boys when they were teenagers what that stuff looks like from a textbook. Okay, thank you. Not me. From a textbook. And they were like, okay, whoa. And I'm like, these are things that if you see this, you need to realize they might have an STD. Sometimes you might not see this. They didn't get that in school. Why? Well, probably because the curriculum didn't think it was appropriate to show vaginas and penises. So maybe there's a conversation we could have that doesn't discriminate, but is actually productive. And look, guys, all right, there are things, whatever is okay in the movies, is one thing. But if it would be considered rated not only R but X, we probably can't have that in the school curriculum. Sex ed does not necessarily have to be X-rated or pornographic. And I'm frustrated because I have a lot of gay friends and family, and they don't want people to think that they're a community that's hypersexualized or wanting pediatric involvement. They, just like anybody else, thinks a lot of these topics are, it's a sex topic. It's a grown-up topic. So who's asking for this? Who is asking for kids to see pictures of oral sex? Who's asking for that? Is it the parents? Is it, I get it. You might have some individuals that go out into the dating world and are horribly inexperienced, like me. And it could be very embarrassing, but that's not your grade school or middle school or high school's job. Their job is not to make sure your child is good in bed. Their job is to explain anatomy, physiology, sociology, history, math. They don't necessarily have to expose your child to these things. And I get it. Some of us grow up in families where it's like, no, you're not seeing any porn. You're not seeing any rated R movie. No. But we'll see where this goes. But, I hope we could have a bipartisan conversation on what is age appropriate, because I don't want them to get rid of sex ed. I think sex ed is important. But I think we've changed sex ed from the sexual development of organs and to how you have sex, who you have sex with, how often it's morphed. The topic is morphed. So if we have the conversation with movies on what is age appropriate, we should definitely be able to have an honest conversation when it comes to grade schools and middle schools about what is age appropriate. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Home prices are cooling at the fastest rate on record. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index shows home prices increased 13% on an annual basis in August. That's a 2.5% drop from the previous month as the housing market struggles with sharply higher mortgage rates. Miami, Tampa, and Dallas reported the biggest annual gains among the list of 20 cities. The Biden administration isn't happy that Brittany Griner will remain in Russian custody. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan called today's appeal hearing another sham judicial proceeding. A new poll reveals Americans aren't feeling very optimistic about the prospects for the next generation. A Gallup survey found just 42% believe it's very or somewhat likely that young people today will be better off. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. Thomas asks about, quote-unquote, boil on a butt. Is that an STD or something else? So, boils, pimples on your butt, things like that. Things happen to your butt. A lot of things it could be. If you got a spot on your butt, just one single spot, I wouldn't think STD first. I would think more in the pimple family, sometimes MRSA, staph infection could do it. Monkeypox could cause spots on the butt. That could be, you know, I'm not saying that's what anybody particularly has. But, you know, whenever you have a spot or a boil or something that's kind of oozing, I always like to make sure that somebody gets a culture of it. What I'm seeing now with telemedicine is people will have a big oozing gross thing in their groin, underarm, buttock, call in for an antibiotic, get the antibiotic, and then do nothing about it. Until a few months later, I got another one. And you're like, well, wait a second here. Okay, you got another one. What did the culture say? What are these? Are these MRSA, the methicillin resistant staff? Are they, you know, just the non-drug resistant staff? Well, I don't know. Well, you've had these before. Yeah, but I got treated online. So if you ever have anything that is like an abscess that needs to be drained or it pops on its own, I would make sure a doctor cultures it because you need to know what that is. It's a, you can get certain lesions like that could be related to an STD. But if, you know, you've been monogamous and, you know, you've been careful or if you haven't been sexually active, we don't think about that per se as first. But like I said, we do cultures. Now, that being said, when you do get STD testing, many people think it's just, okay, just test me for HIV because that's what they really worry about. If you do any STD testing, I would make sure you also test for syphilis, for hepatitis B, hepatitis C. Herpes, I think, is good to test for, herpes 1 and 2. And then they could also test for gonorrhea and chlamydia and other things from your urine. But when you do get STD testing, I wouldn't do just HIV. I have never seen a boil on the butt be HIV, okay? But if you do have issues down there, you know, I want you to think about what possibly could be your site of exposure. Many people are in saunas. Well, saunas, the moist, wet environment, you could pick up MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph. And these are bacteria that can hang out in your body for a while. So it's a good question. But rather than just get antibiotics and say, okay, I hope it's good over the phone, whenever you have something, make sure it gets checked out. You know, some people get abscesses near the rectal area. And they go, okay, well, it's just a hemorrhoid or just, you know, for the love of God, please get that checked out. We want to know why. We want to make sure you don't have anything that can, you know, be suggesting you have something else going on, like a mass. So we want to avoid a doctor. I get it. I'm a physician, too. I don't want to stop my day to go and drive to a medical office, spend money when it's cheaper to be online, to get undressed and to have an exam or undergo whatever they're going to undergo. I completely understand as a physician and as a patient why people would like to avoid going to the doctor. I get it. It's not abnormal to have that feelings, to have that feeling. But the problem is there's only so much we could do. And when I have a woman, you know, call in saying, oh, I got another UTI. And I look back and it's their fourth time since the summer. And I'm like, okay, you're getting one every month. You know, what did your urine culture show? Why, you know, maybe we've been giving you the wrong antibiotics over the phone. I didn't do a culture. All of them were treated over the phone. Well, how do we know they're a UTI? I had a friend who ended up having cervical cancer. Doctors kept saying, no, it's probably a UTI. It ended up being cervical cancer. There's so many other things this could be. It could be an STD. You know, the UTI issue, the urinary tract infection issue is always a kind of a confusing one because we used to call UTIs in the olden days the honeymooner's disease or the honeymooner's illness. Because if a woman had waited till she got married and then she had sex for the first time, after having sex, you know, her body's not used to certain things in the area, she could get a UTI because she's exposed to who she had sex with. Bacteria. So we would call a UTI a honeymooner's illness because they got exposed to sex. Well, if somebody has burning when they pee, how do we know it's not also an STD? How do we know it's not gonorrhea or chlamydia? Many people say, oh, no, I'm good because, you know, he's my boyfriend of, you know, 3 months. Well, what if he's had it for a while? What if he cheated? What if, I mean, how do you know? You have burning when you pee. Burning when you pee is not always a UTI. It could be an STD. It could be atrophic vaginitis. It could be interstitial cystitis. So I appreciate the convenience that telemedicine offers. I think that's fantastic. You could, I mean, when I help patients, they're in their pajamas, they're at home, they're watching the Packer game on Sunday, and they're able to get their baby or get themselves taken care of. It is fantastic. The problem is are they really getting taken care of? With you know, how do we know we're not missing something? So when somebody does call in multiple times for what they think is a UTI, I'm like, someone's got to do a urine sample. Because what we used to do before telemedicine is you would pee in a cup. We would send it to the lab and go, look, if you think you have a UTI, we'll start you on an antibiotic because the culture is going to take 3 days. And I don't want this to hit your kidney. But we'll go ahead, start you on an antibiotic, we'll send it to the lab, and we'll go from there. Come back and we'll make sure you're cured in a week. Nobody will come back. People don't come back. So then next month they come in going, okay, I'm burning again. So we go, okay, well, let's see what your last culture showed. All right, maybe what happened is you got the wrong antibiotic. Nope, the culture showed nothing. They didn't have a UTI. And now they're burning again. Okay, so then they're like, okay, wait a second, this is something else. So it really, really helps to have that lab. Labs are such a great tool. And I miss that with telemedicine. Telemedicine is starting to introduce more labs and the ability to have labs. The problem is one telemedicine company I worked for, they said you order the labs, but then make sure you are available within a two-hour window of them calling to deal with the lab. But if somebody doesn't go for their labs right then and there, and they go on the weekend, and then their results come back at night, there's just no guarantee that I'm going to be around in a two-hour window. I mean, in my office, I would come in every day to check the labs, but a two-hour window? So you don't have a lot of physicians that want to do labs over the phone because they don't have the staff. They don't have, they're at home. They can't access, you know, what they need. It's very cumbersome and it's a lot of liability. Oh, plus that particular telemedicine company, the other one, they wouldn't charge you for being available and on call for that lab result to come in. And so doctors are like, I'm shutting my phone off to go to sleep. Why would I, you know, take a phone call for free in the middle of the night when, you know, there's all this extra liability? So it's, you know, there's only so much you're also going to get the provider to do over the phone that they're comfortable with. We have been very fortunate to not have a lot of lawsuits. There have been some lawsuits where it comes to, you know, treating COVID over the phone and hydroxychloroquine and things like that because people called in asking for hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and so a lot of doctors said no because I'm hearing a doctor got sued. But I am hoping we don't see the tsunami of lawsuits of things that got missed over the phone, which is why you got something on your butt, you can't see it, get into a doctor who can see it or a medical provider. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason, who is our producer today. Okay, so many of you have asked, what are we doing with the student loans? Okay, do we get our student loans paid or not? It's on hold. And it is, I get the controversy. I totally get the controversy. This is one of these things where those of us that paid off our student loans were like, huh, I don't mind because I really love the students and I don't mind that I had to pay and they don't. I do mind that I've had a lot of patients and I've had a lot of friends who couldn't afford college, so they chose other pathways. And to think that they could have borrowed or gotten free money for college does start to kind of make you squirm going, okay, I could have made some different decisions. So the student loan program is the student debt relief is on hold as there federal judge issued an administrative stay that bars the administration from dispensing with the loans while they consider a challenge to the program. This is one of those things where, you know how Aaron Rodgers will, you know, try to, you know, hike the ball and get in and start the game, do the snap, while the other team is trying to get men off the field, and then they have too many men on the field, and boom, and then all of a sudden there's a penalty. So, you know, Biden had promised for a long time that he was going to do this, and all of a sudden they're like, okay, apply now. We got the website on. Apply now. Meanwhile, there's a lot of legal challenges. Multiple Republican states, multiple individuals are like, wait a second, how is this working, and is this our tax dollars? And so there is a lot of controversy. And when I heard that they were promising this during the primary, I was like, look, you're going to get yourself into a little bit of trouble. Okay, free college, making community college an adjunct or an addition to high school could be extremely popular, where everybody gets an associate's degree. It would be expensive as hell. But to say, look, for those of you who went to Pepperdine and Yale and Princeton and University of Michigan and UCSD, we're going to write off some of your debt. That then starts to, you know, like I said, starts to bring on some controversy. And so, you know, they're talking about how this is a roller coaster for people in student debt. Is our debt getting paid off? Is it not? Do I make payments? Do I not? You know, I mean, if we're trying to prepare our youth for regular life, real life, where, you know, you have rent, you have to pay rent, you got a mortgage, you have to pay a mortgage, you're borrowing for your car, you have to pay your car. If you're borrowing for school, you have to pay for that. This is probably not going to go down as one of the best lessons we've taught our youth, where, look, if you made a decision to borrow more than you could afford, you're going to probably benefit from that than those who made a decision to not borrow what they couldn't afford. And that starts to go against the grain of real life. Now, I am on the political side. If I had to pick a side or a platform, is colleges shouldn't be charging what they're charging. I see what colleges charge. I see what professors make. I see the money that gets spent. I see what happens with budgets. And guys, if we don't spend now, we don't get it for the next budget. And I'm like, but the students' tuition is going up. Why don't we bring the students' tuition down because we saved all this money? It doesn't work like that. So I'm of the political side, and I don't know if that's Republican or Democrat. The colleges need to not be charging these students too much. And I'm also of the side that if we're going to give student relief, make the colleges pay for it. The colleges got the money. The colleges can help with the relief. They're making billions. Now, I don't know if that's Republican or Democrat. I don't know if that's any side. But right now, it's we need to pay off student debt. Or we need to not pay off student debt. I mean, I think we have a big, big problem where the wealthy get some of the top educations in the country. I loved my education I got. I think I got a fantastic education. I went to state school. It was all I could afford. I took no loans out for undergrad because I didn't want to owe. I knew I was going to owe for medical school. So I worked 3 part-time jobs in college. And then in medical school, I borrowed the barest minimum, and I waited tables in medical school. No regrets, though. And that's why, like I said, if my students get money written off their student debt, I don't begrudge them that. I think what I went through and what I did to be able to not have a lot of debt took a lot of grit, and I'm proud of myself, and I use it as a teaching moment for my kids. But all those individuals who are like, look, I just can't afford college and didn't go, this is a real slap in the face. This is some major salt on the wound. For those individuals that said, look, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to live at home. or I'm going to rent. I lived in a man's backyard. He had a little, like, casita. It wasn't the best area of town. He was really, really nice, but it was a very, very crime-ridden place. He needed a couple hundred dollars, so I lived in his backyard for about a month or two when I had to rotate and go through, you know. If I knew that I could have borrowed thousands of dollars, I could have been in a safer place. I could have had, you go back and you're like, wait a second, I could have lived in a dorm. I didn't have to live with strangers, renting rooms. I didn't have, you know, you start to look back, you know, and I know people say, well, it's only $10,000, but man, for me, and there's some people my age that still have student loans. For me, that $10,000 could have meant that I would have gotten all A's instead of A's and B's. Maybe I could have gotten into a surgical residency and been a surgeon. But because I had to wait tables in medical school, I ended up getting a lot of B's. I mean, I have no regrets on every decision I made. But there are a lot of decisions that people have made on this. And they say, you know, paying off college debt is popular. It is probably one of the most unpopular things next to how we're handling the border that I have heard. It's even less popular than defund the police. So they're kind of making a mess of this. What I would do if I was the Biden administration, I would say, hey, guys, look, okay, we might not be able to write it off, but what we are going to do is ask colleges to start contributing to a fund so we could buy down some of the student loan debt. All colleges. And we're going to try to work together. Because if you want less student debt, you need the colleges to charge less. And some of you will say, but Dr. Dahlia, you know, they got the grass and they got the security and they got all this. And I go, I mean, right now, a lot of these schools are still doing online classes. I've been to some of these campuses. I'm like, where are the teachers? How come there's all this staff parking? Well, it's because, again, they're doing class online. Well, then maybe they don't need to make the same money as being there 40 hours a week in their office teaching. I really think it's a money pit, these colleges. Maybe these colleges could rent out some of the space. There's so many empty classrooms. I'm walking around, I'm saying, look at all these empty classrooms. Why don't they rent the space out? Use that money to buy down the student tuition. No one's going to do that. But that's what I would do if I was Biden. I would start working, and I understand the colleges, you know, contribute to his campaign or they vote for him or whatever, but honestly, you can make some colleges look like heroes. But to make individuals who went to trade school and didn't borrow for college to have to pay, not very popular. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene,
5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.